Hello?
Thank you for calling XBO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
How you doing? This is Jeff over at the Home Depot in West Seneca, store 1231. I have a customer who had their, I guess they never got their measure, and I was wondering if you could help me figure out what happened.
All right, do you have that PO number?
I sure do. PO number, where to go, where to go, where to go? Shoot, where to go? Let me get on the right screen. I had it here a second ago. Measurement PO. Let me just print it to this printer. Should be able to look at it on the screen. It should be right on the screen here. Said it was scheduled, but I'm getting the PO right now. Sit
Okay.
down for 2 seconds. I'm sorry. Can tell I don't normally follow up on these, right?
That's fine. You're okay.
My
Or
COS is on vacation, so let's see here. Where is the PO on this? I got a phone number. I got an order number.
All right, I can search by the phone number as well now.
Sure. Oh, that'll work. All right. The customer's phone number is 716-997-8480.
Thank you. One moment, please.
No problem. Oh, I've just found the PO. Look at that.
Oh, of course. It's okay.
My phone's doing it too, so.
All right, and it does just take an extra minute or two to generate by the phone number. So
Yeah, no worries.
bear with me.
Like I
Okay.
said, the figures I found it just after you hit it, right?
What was that?
It's the figures that just after you hit is when I found it. The
Yeah,
PO, that is.
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, could you please verify the customer's name, address, and email
Sure.
address for me?
Yep, it's Joseph Mantel, 30 Schultz Road, Buffalo, New York, 14224, and his email would be menteljpm317@aol.com.
All right, thank you so much for verifying that. And I have a Home Depot measure that's scheduled for the 17th of October.
Okay. Okay, the actual appliance showed up today.
Oh,
So I
wow.
guess, yeah, so they couldn't, and I know he paid to have it uninstalled so they would haul away the old one. So I can figure that out afterwards, but but the actual, okay, so his measure's not even scheduled for the 17th. I wonder if they even got a hold of him or not. Yeah, he's pretty upset with me because his stove's there and then he hasn't been measured yet. So all right, so he's got it measured on the 17th. I can call him back and let him know that, so they'll be there in 3 days to measure it. Now, when would they have to have a different date installed then, right?
Yes, you all would just need to submit a PO over for the installation.
Gotcha. That's not. I think we already have that too because it was paid for. It's just this is the measure one, as opposed to the actual PO for the install. But I'm
Yeah,
sure
'cause
that he has to look at
usually,
stuff before they give him a quote, the final price. So that's how that works. Once the
exactly,
measure's
yes, sir.
complete, then they get a price, and then he pays for that. All right. Let me give him a call back then, and I will. I'll let you know. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
All
Anything else I could help with?
right. Actually, you know what? You could help me up with another problem I had.
Okay.
Let me just pull her order up real quick.
All right.
She's looking to cancel altogether, but I was wondering what, if you have some history on your side, because I know she's been dealing with you guys to get our installer out there for her oven, and it's been quite the long thing, and she just canceled altogether. But I wonder if you have any notes on your side to confirm if she said that you guys were trying to get a hold of the installer multiple times and he wouldn't answer his call. Where do I put her number here? Hold on. Great. All right, I can pull up the yes, take some more seconds.
Okay.
Save and exit. Grab her orders. Pam Reese is her name. I'll get you her PO number if you want.
Okay, you can go ahead. The phone number or the PO number, it doesn't matter.
Yep. My screen just locked up. I'll reload it real quick. I have a note on it, so I just go right to it. Some of these computers are horrible.
They're good when they're good.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Search for Wagner. Search. Ham Race, where are you? There she is. I got her order number. I just got to give you the PO number off of that. That's waiting a measure, so I need to actually look at the measure. PO is what you want, I guess. Phone number, I'll give you that, because I got to go in the other order. 716-863-6149.
Thank you. One moment.
No problem. Yep, thanks.
Okay. All right, I'm just waiting on it to load here.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sorry about that hold. Could you please verify
no,
the
fine.
Customer's okay, name, address, and email address for me?
I got out of the system. I gotta go back in that order. Customer Reese. Pam Reese is the name. I just gotta give you her phone number. Or I gave you her phone number, but I cleared that screen. I just gotta get to the email. There she is. Here she is, and I just went past her. There she is. This is. So her address is 5 Rockdove Lane, Orchard Park, New York, 14127. But I don't have an email for her on this order for some reason.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for verifying that for me. And I have the order here from Ms.
Okay.
Reese. And it looks
sure.
like it's a measure that was scheduled today between 12 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. The last notes on here are from this morning. It says the customer called and the agent called the customer and left a detailed message about what was going on with her orders.
Mm-hmm.
And she also advised the customer to give XBO a call back to further discuss her options with the measure and the install. So
okay.
It's not canceled.
Interesting. Cause I had to leave her a message yesterday because I've been trying to, because normally we can't take the appliance back, you know what I mean? Because we were trying to work on that to see if, because she was just going to try to go elsewhere because she had some trouble with the first install. This has actually been going on for like 6 weeks. And of course, my COS, who's on vacation this week, was dealing with it most of the time. So if she gets installed, that would be great. That would actually work out fine for everybody.
But yes, I
left her a message yesterday. I couldn't get a hold of her myself, so I'll try to call her again today on that one. But thanks for that heads up. So that at least if something happened, maybe she'll actually get it installed and be done.
Well, actually, this is just for the measure.
This is for the measure, right?
Yes,
it's not
sir.
The install, right? What happened is the original order. We had a service desk associate because there's nobody in appliances, so it didn't know that the install had to be through a different vendor. So that's how that all started. So she got the appliance was on its way. It was going to be there in a day. She called to say, how is it getting installed? And obviously it's not. It's got to go through someone else. And it just, we set it up. They went out and it was just some confusion about something that needed to be done. Like she had to open up the wall in the basement. And the reason is that they didn't have a measure or something, so then they had to set up the measure, and now we're at that measure stage again. So I don't know. So I'll find out more from her today. I'll give her a call. I was just curious to see what was on what you had at your end too.
Okay. All right.
It seems like wall ovens are the thing right now.
Yes, sir. It's like everybody's wanting something new to cook in.
Yeah, right. So I will give this gentleman a call and let him know that it's going to be for the 17th, I think you said? 17th.
Yes, the 17th for the first order. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. All right. I will give him a call and also give Pam a call. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling XBO and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.